down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he died. No one likes to be told or shown that they are wrong. We all like to think that the way we have become accustomed to doing things is fine. No one knows this better than my physical therapist, as he corrected me one more time last Thursday. He said, "The problem is that you are bullheaded." There is some truth in that. Most of us don't like to be challenged. When Acts was written, the Greek-speaking Christians and Aramaic-speaking Christians were finding a way to be faithful to Jesus' teaching while living in a hostile environment. And Stephen's words and actions called into question the way people were thinking about life and how to live a life faithful to Jesus' teaching. Stephen was among seven men with good reputations who were chosen to be deacons. Their job was to distribute the resources held in common by the Christian community. The resources were to be distributed according to need among the widows, the orphans, and any needy person in the community, including foreigners. This required a return to the manna way. God, through Moses, had taught the people many years ago during their wilderness days that everyone was to receive exactly what he or she needed and nothing more. And no one was supposed to store up extra for themselves or be in control over the supply of available resources. The idea was to recognize that God is the provider of all things, and that every day there was enough for everyone. In addition, Stephen argued with members of the Free Synagogue. These were Gentiles who were converts to the law of Moses. They were especially zealous to keep the law as it had been handed down by the religious authorities of Jesus' day, the same religious authorities who had called for Jesus' crucifixion. When, in his enthusiasm, Stephen accused them of being murderers of Jesus, the Messiah, the freedmen had had enough. They stoned Stephen to death. Just 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus' resurrection proclaims the extent to which God has gone to bring reconciliation and justice to our world. In fact, as Stephen was dying, he speaks the same words of reconciliation and peace that Jesus did at the cross. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Today, Acts commemorates the first intentional act of violence committed against the Christian witness. How quickly we learn that Jesus' death is our death. Jesus reminded us that God's message would be unwelcome if it clashed with accepted church behavior and with selfish human desires. Repeatedly, God's messengers have been seized and killed. Stephen is joined by a long line of martyrs and witnesses for Christ, Christians who have stood for equality and for justice. St. Lawrence, a deacon in charge of the church's treasury in Rome. St. Ursula, who with many other young women were massacred in Cologne by a pagan king. Jesuit missionaries in Japan. Stephen Biko of South Africa. Bishop Oscar Romero of San Salvador. Medgar Evers and Martin Luther King Jr. during the civil rights movement, and in the 20th century, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Lutheran pastor who openly opposed Adolf Hitler, just to name a few of the Christian martyrs since Jesus' crucifixion. Those who rejected Jesus' prophetic words were discredited him by portraying him as an anarchist to the authorities. They perpetuated the negative myth that no respectable prophet could come from Nazareth. They maintained protective walls around their religious beliefs and customs. Jesus' words and actions resulted in his arrest and execution. Stephen, a Greek-speaking Christian, followed his Savior's example. He spoke plainly to those who questioned his motives and his commitment. Today, we have become more sophisticated in our methods of discrediting or eliminating the prophets who arise in our midst. We believe the media who portrays the prophets as anarchists. We perpetuate the negative myths about people of color or sexual orientation different from our own. To escape our guilt, we blame the victim, and we maintain a personal wall of protection around our household and our religious beliefs. How would we respond if someone challenged our way of thinking or challenged whether we were faithfully living according to the gospel in our churches? Before answering, consider how quickly we might chase the homeless from our door with a meager handout, or ignore them in the street, or consider the inequities of our educational system, which favors one group or neighborhood over another, or the inequities of our justice system. Consider how difficult it is to maintain a fair and just community that is economically and racially diverse. Consider the continual shooting and killing of people on the basis of their race, their religion, or their sexual orientation. These challenges are how deep the challenges were that Stephen was addressing and for which he was stoned. As Stephen was dying, he prayed, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." His words remind us of Jesus' words at Golgotha as the soldiers nailed him to the cross, "Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing." Stephen asserts that God's love and forgiveness in Christ is so certain that God will always forgive those who stone God's messengers. This is the ultimate sacrifice of self-giving, to desire forgiveness for the person who has hurt you. If you have been hurt by a friend, a sibling, or someone you trusted, then you know how hard it is to forgive. If you are a parent whose child has spoken hurtful words to you, then you know how deep inside you must reach to find loving compassion. No matter how often we have rejected God's message or distorted it, God keeps coming back to us with loving compassion to teach us God's way. Every time we ignore or neglect God's word, God speaks to us again. God never stops forgiving nor hoping that we will adopt the manna way as our way and give clear witness to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This day reminds us that Jesus' resurrection invites us to a new way of living. Let us take up the prophetic challenge with Stephen and all those courageous Christians of years past, those who stood up for reconciliation, peace, and justice in our time, in our families, in our church, and in our nation. The resurrection reminds us that Jesus' passion and death leads us to Christ's victory. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.